Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinians held a gathering recently in Ramallah for the coming Mahdi, the Muslim Messiah, as he will come to establish a caliphate, a worldwide kingdom in Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details behind this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Recently in Ramallah, just north of the city of Jerusalem in Israel, the Palestinians held a gathering as they await the coming of the Mahdi, the Muslim Messiah. They want a caliphate, a worldwide kingdom, to be set up in Jerusalem. Itamar Marcus, who is head of Palestinian Media Watch, gives us a report on this gathering.
The important thing to know is that that belief, which was expressed at that rally in Ramallah, north of Jerusalem, that the Islamic world will subjugate the entire rest of the world under Islam, seems to be very mainstream in the Palestinian world. We hear it regularly from the Hamas today. We've heard it in the past on television. We haven't heard it that much recently or at all recently, but I think that's because they know that the Palestinian Media Watch is listening to them and they've toned down some messages, but we've heard it. We just know that people are expressing what they believe, what they've been taught. This group in Ramallah wants to have a Muslim caliphate. In other words, all of the Arab Muslim world, all the Muslim world united under one religious leader so they can then go out and conquer the Christian world, the Jewish world. It's probably the greatest challenge that the world, Christianity, Judaism, the Western world will face in the coming years in this Islamic ideology that was expressed in Ramallah. The biggest mistake the West can do is to minimize the threat, to minimize the danger. And if we do, we might have a worse outcome.
Itamar Marcus, who is the director of Palestinian Media Watch. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The coming of the Muslim Messiah is close, according to Islamic leaders. That is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Islam has an eschatology. They believe that there will be a kingdom, a worldwide caliphate, that will be headquartered in the city of Jerusalem. That is a part of Islamic eschatology. However, God has promised the Jewish people this kingdom to be headquartered in the city of Jerusalem. That's Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Jesus Christ will rule from that kingdom, headquartered on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13. And he will rule for 1,000 years before we enter into eternity future. And that's Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 to 6. Preparations for a false kingdom that will be under the leadership of the Islamic world is simply setting the stage for the true kingdom under Jesus Christ. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...